conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial customers, and they provide prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
Welcome back to In Focus. One last time for this hour, Brady Bowman with you. Earlier, we had Natalie Pennington with Relevate. We also talked with Tara Clausen, the area manager with Big Brothers and Big Sisters. If you missed any of that, you can go on our website, newsradiokman.com, and let's go to the on-demand tab. You can play back that. You can play back the day before, week before, probably a year before. As long as we've archived them on our website, you can go back and listen to them. I'm now here with Lori Harrison of Riley County Emergency Management. If you have any questions, comments, again, give us a call, 785-537-1350. If you have any ideas for guests on In Focus, you could give us a Facebook message. You could, of course, email us. Go to our Facebook page. Got the message button there. You could also just tweet at me at @KMan_Brady is the Twitter handle to follow there. And, Lori, we were talking about Harvey relief, trying to help out the folks in Houston. And I know you wanted to go back over that kind of catch-all website that kind of has all those organizations for people to check out.
Right. That's the National VOAD, which is Volunteer Organizations Active in Disaster. So the website is nvoad.org. They have a lot of the organization, the national organizations listed there. Those are the authentic, real organizations. If you're going to give money to, that's probably the best place to start to look for donating to the cause. But there's also, and they have on their website, for Red Cross, United Way, Salvation Army, Samaritan's Purse, those are the others that are also taking money for Hurricane Harvey.
And to go on with that, just to recap just the previous segment we were talking before, don't self-deploy. Reach out to these organizations. They know best how to help you help others. You also wanted to point out a website that's really helpful for if you have any family or friends in the Houston area, you don't want to make sure they're okay. There's a way to help alleviate some of those concerns, possibly.
Right. At the redcross.org website, they have a safe and well page. And so it allows for loved ones in the area to go in and put information in there that they're safe. Maybe they've evacuated. But just to let people know that they're okay. I know we have lots of other ways nowadays of staying in touch with one another, social media or whatever. But Red Cross does offer this service. So I thought it was good if anyone has anyone in the area that they can't reach or that they're trying to find out about, they might try the redcross.org website.
And in the other segment, we also talked a little bit about the Everbridge emergency alert system that's in the county. You talked about that a little bit, but if people want to sign up, how do they do that?
They sign up. It is a free program, and they sign up at the RileyCountyKS.gov website. Right on the front page there's emergency notifications. You'll click that and then develop your profile, which you can receive information however you want, whether it's a phone call, a voice call to a landline or a cell phone, a text message maybe to a cell phone, or even an email. You can receive information that way. So lots of ways of being notified. Just get out there, sign up for it. I would suggest that you be picky with what you sign up for as well, because if you overdo it, it can be overwhelming. So be picky with what you want to be notified of. But the important thing is to get out there, make your profile, and start being informed of things.
And it is really easy to sign up. I'm signed up on it. About everybody here at the radio station, especially on the K-Man side, on the news side, we have it. It's a very helpful tool. And you talked about the ways you can customize it, whether it's traffic incidents, weather. I think weather is really one of the big ones on there.
Definitely, yeah. And then we've broken it down to kind of a county response for just general messages, maybe information about health alerts, traffic alerts. Wildcat Creek flooding has a special group, so if you live out over there and have been affected by that before, might be something that you look at being notified of. Prescribed burning. So those who do any controlled burning in the spring, or if you have an interest in knowing about prescribed burning, if we're going to allow it that day or not, that's how we utilize that group, is we send out a message that says, no burning today. Maybe the winds are too strong. We're in a red flag warning, or whatever the case may be. So we just ways for us to get information out to folks.
You mentioned Wildcat Creek flooding, and you know, we've been talking a lot about the flooding in Houston and Hurricane Harvey and those sort of things. You know, obviously it's be very rare for us to have to deal with anything like what Houston's dealing with here in the Manhattan area, but there has been that concern with different floodplains in the area, and flooding can be an issue here.
Yeah, we've had the flooding, you know, not only the 93 right. big flood, Wildcat Creek flooded, 2010, 2011 time. I mean, 2 or 3 years there in a row, it flooded. So, you know, yeah, we've dealt with all that as well. Obviously, not to the extent that Houston is dealing with, as we've seen in pictures. But we know what they're going through. So we know that we want to reach out to them and help and let them know that our thoughts and prayers are with them and be of help wherever we can.
For folks here concerned about flooding who may be in a floodplain, what are a few just quick tips of things that they should maybe just always kind of be aware of, or ways they can ever prepare?
Well, again, I just stress being aware of what's going on. So getting signed up for this Everbridge is going to be a huge step in the right direction. Obviously, if you're in a flood area, you'll need to think about, you know, putting things up higher than normal. You know, maybe you don't put your water heater on in the basement, you know, maybe you put it on the first floor or the second floor, or you know, things like that, or you know, those family photos that nobody else has copies of, you know, you put them in a scrapbook and you put them way up high, you know, hopefully that'll help you.
The pre-Facebook photos,
yeah.
I know my mom has really gotten in this, well, she's been involved in scrapbooking for quite a while now, but there's so many pictures. There's sometimes for birthdays for family, I got to text my mom and be like, Mom, could you take a picture of this photo? I know you have it in a scrapbook, so I can put it on Facebook.
There you go. That's those throwback Thursdays.
Yes, right? Yes. Remind everybody about the time my sister was, my three years younger sister. She's not three. But putting that picture up for a time where she was just as tall as me in middle school. That was fun.
Yeah.
That was a fun time. Yeah. All right. We just got a couple more minutes. Okay. Again, just kind of going over some things. Watch out for scams from folks.
Yep. Let's just review that if you are wanting to make a donation to those affected by Hurricane Harvey, do so safely. We don't want you to become a victim of a scam. Check out NVOAD.org and... those organizations listed there, reputable organizations that can help you donate money. We haven't really talked about donating things, but money is best. Things become a logistical nightmare, so donate money. You can text Harvey to 90999 for a $10 donation.
All right. Lori Harrison, Riley County Emergency Management, thank you so much for coming on.